we are doing a preview of Groundswell, the exhibition and site-specific performance at the Alana State Historic Site, Saturday, September 13th, from 2 to 6 p.m. And on the phone now, we're talking to John Kulpitz from Man Forever. John, can you hear us?
Yes. Hey.
All right. We can hear you, too. And John has is also a member of Oneida and has worked with Free 103.9 many times over the years, although not too much lately.
No, that's too bad. We should get back on that.
We had you got Man Forever was up at the Spotty Dog last year. I think we did a broadcast of that performance.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. I didn't know you broadcast that one. That's awesome.
So tell us first, what is Man Forever?
Well, Man Forever is a kind of a compositional vehicle slash band that I founded in 2010 that's mainly focused on percussion and drums, but it's really pretty open-ended. It's kind of, we do whatever I want us to do.
And the lineup is open-ended too, or who is involved?
Well, I'm the only permanent member. It's my group, but there are some people who I use very frequently. Brian Chase from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs is often a part of various pieces and projects. That would maybe be the biggest name involved with it. But otherwise, it's just, you know, I've worked with So Percussion. I've worked with William Baczynski. I've worked with a group called Teague, a percussion ensemble. So it's really the musicians or people that I feel like would suit the material the best.
And you did a concert with William Baczynski last year, is that right?
It was actually this year. In April. Yeah.
Yes, we've been playing that before. I think it's online somewhere.
Yeah, you can find it. It's we played at Merkin Hall for the Ecstatic Music Festival. We each did our own set, and then we had a collaboration piece that we played.
All right, and tell us what are you planning for Groundswell?
Well, for this event, I was given a really amazing location on the grounds, kind of back in the woods. We have this area where there's kind of a switchback trail that is down off one of the sides of the house. You can't actually see where we are going to perform from the house, but I loved the serpentine aspect of the trail, and I thought it would be really interesting to have percussionists at different distances down that trail performing rhythms together, but the distances are so great that somebody who's walking along the kind of the groundswell trail, so to speak, to each event will kind of be hearing the rhythms phase because of the time lag and the distances, and plus the drummers are going to be moving slowly along that trail, and so those patterns are going to be coming in and out of phase constantly throughout that 4 hours.
And I guess it's something of a surprise what you'll encounter sonically with the echoes around the hills and such. Last year we had Paulina Oliveras and Greg Fox did separate percussion-oriented pieces, and it was kind of interesting to hear where the echoes went.
Oh, cool. Well, that's exciting. Yeah, I've been to the space, but we haven't tested our piece in the space. So, yeah, that'll be something interesting, for for sure.
How did you get the idea for Man Forever? When did Man Forever first start, actually?
Man Forever started in 2010. I was asked by a record label called St. Ives, which is a part of the Secretly Canadian family of labels. They asked me to do a solo drum album. And I had no idea what to do. I was kind of at a loss until I went to see a friend of mine's group. They're called Fireworks Ensemble, led by Brian Coughlin. They did a performance at Miller Theater in Columbia of Lou Reed's Metal Machine music for chamber orchestra. So it was transcribed by a composer from CalArts named Ulrich Krieger, and they performed that kind of notorious guitar feedback album, but with mostly acoustic instruments. You know, they had piano, some percussion, strings, horns, and it was incredible. And the program notes indicated that Ulrich Krieger was able to crack the code of Metal Machine music because he learned through Lou Reed that Lou Reed made the record by just tuning his guitars to an open tuning, like in the key of D. So once he had the code of the overtones that were recorded on the record, he was able to really transcribe that piece accurately, and it's really kind of remarkable. And so when I saw the performance and I read the program notes where Ulrich Krieger talks about the tuning system that allowed him to figure out Metal Machine music, like, melodically, I was reminded of some conversations I'd had with Brian Chase from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, the drummer from the Yeah Yeahs, about tuning drums to specific pitches. So I thought, wow, okay, maybe I'll make a record that's like acoustic Metal Machine music, but I'll do it with drums. I had Brian Chase come in and tune the drums, and we just went from there. And since then, I've written a lot of pieces kind of based on that initial inspiration.
And tell us about the piece for Groundswell. How will that starting framework change for this particular piece?
Well, I should say that was 2010, and since then I've written a number of new things. The latest pieces work with stacking different time signatures that are played in at the same tempo together with differently pitched instruments. So it's less pure, I would say. Noise is a bad word for it, but it's less arrhythmic. It's more based on rhythmic interchanges between different drums that are playing in different time signatures at the same time. So it's basically, it grew from me just doing like sound pieces with drums to rhythm pieces with drums. And the thing at Groundswell will be of that, in that spirit, like a rhythm piece.
And you are using the Hudson River as your template, kind of? Is that what I've read about?
Well,
You have a name for the piece?
Yeah. I wanted to use the name of the Native American name for the river as just the title of the piece.
How do you pronounce that? I can never pronounce that quite correctly. Mohicatonic?
I don't know.
Mohicatonic?
Yeah, we should figure that one out. But yeah, I just wanted to, when I saw the switchback trail that I was supposed to populate with my piece, I thought, you know, wow, okay, we have this incredible view of this river that kind of anchors the spirit of the festival, which is, I suppose, which is about kind of the Hudson River view shed, as the groundswell organizers like to call it. And I felt like it was plenty of inspiration for, I mean, my pieces are really actually, there's a lot of reference to water in them, and the patterns of water flow and sound kind of make, and trying to replicate that with rhythm and drums. So it seemed like a great place to start for the piece.
And the Hudson River flows both ways, because it's a kind of more of an estuary with actual tides. Yeah. So that works in with your multiple rhythms kind of setting.
Yeah, for sure. And we're moving up and down. The drummers are in motion slowly. I mean, that's part of the piece. So one drummer will be moving between different stations that are different drum stations, and it'll be kind of a very gradually evolving piece over 4 hours. So I think it works.
So you guys are doing the duration, the whole 4 hour. Hard work. That's hard work there, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yep. Well, we will earn our. We will earn our. Our keep for sure.
and tell us who are the percussionists that are going to be part of this.
Well, one of them. Really, the members of this group: Teague, Matt Evans, Amy Garapick, Carson Moody, and another drummer that they're bringing up with them, who I forget her name, but it's going to be two men and two women.
And are you participating too, or you're kind of leading the thing?
I wrote it and I'm leading it, but I'm not going to be playing. Are you kidding? You want me to play for 4 hours?
But you'll get other folks to.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you get it. I'd love to play, but these guys are gonna knock it out of the park.
And how did you meet up with them?
I met Teague through my relationship with So Percussion. I just released a record in April of this year. With So Percussion. They're like the premier United States percussion ensemble. And I was able to, luckily, kind of through really a generous, I guess, instigation by this group called Wordless Music, to work with them to write some pieces and perform as part of an exhibition at the Metropolitan Museum. And so once I started working with So, I was introduced to a lot of the younger percussion groups and people that are in their orbit. And Teague is really one of the strongest. And we connected both musically and personally. So I've been working with them, playing pieces from that So Percussion album for the last 4 or 5 months.
All right. I see that our time is running out. We've got other interviews to get to. So do you want to wrap up or give if people want more information, is there a website for Man Forever or an IDA?
Yeah, you can find out about Man Forever if you go to, Facebook might be the best way. Man Forever USA on Facebook. And then, if you want to find out about the recordings, you can just look up Man Forever on the Thrill Jockey Records website. And we've got stuff up there.
All right. And you'll be up leading, not performing, but leading Man Forever at Groundswell Saturday, September 13th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Alana State Historic Site.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, John Kolpitz from Oneida and Man Forever, for joining us today to talk a little about Groundswell.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Thanks, John.